Glad to always have NewTek, your yield leader. Jeff's going to run down the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank.
First for Pleasanton, number 10, Anthony Hill, 5'8" senior. Number 14, Cale Miller, 5'10" junior. Number 22, Brandon Axman, 5'9" junior. And Caleb Eckel, number 24, a 6' sophomore. And for the Loomis Wolves, number 12, Josh Taylor, 5'10" junior. Number 14, Graydon Lutke, 5'10" junior. Number 24, Evan Dow, a 6' senior. Kelly Thorell, a 6' senior. And number 42, Colin Rodenbach, a 6'4" sophomore. Loomis coached by Cole Cahar, and Pleasanton coached by Jeremiah Slough, and we're underway.
Yeah, Rodenbach, the big boy for Loomis, Carraher in his first year as the coach. And Jeff, take it away, my man.
All right, first shot up there for Loomis is up and no good. Long rebound for Pleasanton over on the right wing, goes down baseline now, picks up his dribble there, kicks it out low now to the top of the key. That's Eckel there. Eckel gets it over to Axman, back over to Exel on the right wing, gets it to the top of the key, into the post man now, and over into the left perimeter, back over to the top. That's Miller. Miller throws it out over there to Axman. Axman shot up and good. Nice two-point jumper there by Axman. Gets the first 2 points of the game for Pleasanton. 2-0 Bulldogs, 7:13 to go here in the opening period. Loomis now running their offense, driving to the hoop. Shot up and a foul. No good. That was Josh Taylor. Taylor drove to the hoop, got a little too much body, and drew the foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Taylor, the 5'10" junior, at the line. Dribbles, bends the knees, shot up, and no good, back iron. Second shot up now for Taylor, and that one is good. Taylor gets Loomis on the scoreboard 2-1 early on for Pleasanton. Full court press now for Loomis. Gets a screen there across the timeline and a foul on the reach. Just about able to break that press. 12. Loomis Taylor will pick up his first personal, team's first personal foul as well. Taking it out on the far baseline now. Inbounded it there, and a turnover there by Pleasanton. First turnover of the game for the Bulldogs. Three-pointer over in the far side corner, no good. Rebound, it's going to stay with Loomis, so Loomis will retain possession here under their own basket. 6:46 to go here in the opening quarter. 2-1 Pleasanton. Loomis will inbound the ball on the perimeter there, gets it back inside. Three-point shot now on the left wing. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound is down, and a push will be called on the baseline. So Loomis will get another inbounds. The foul on Pleasanton, their second of the game. Miller with his first foul of the game as well. Thanks for joining us tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Loomis inbounds the ball, and it's turned over. Pleasanton looks to get a fast break going, gets it out on the right side for a three-point shot. Three-point basket, it's good for Pleasanton. Nice shot there by Axman. Axman with a three-point shot. Pleasanton up 5-1 now. Loomis quickly drives. Lay it up and no good. Rebound inside and a foul on the putback. Rebound went to Colin Rodenbach. Was fouled on the up, and he'll be going to line for two for Loomis. 5-1 early here, 6:16 to go here in the opening quarter. Free throws up and good for Rodenbach. His first points of the game, second points of the game for Loomis. Shot up. Second free throw is also good. So 2 points on the game for Colin. 5-3, Pleasanton with the lead. Axman going to break this press on the right side. Gets it out to the big man. He takes a big old jump stop in the lane. No Kolschelman. Kolschelman will ditch it off to Axman. Axman with a shot up, shot blocked, gets his own rebound and a foul on Axman trying to get the loose ball. So Axman will pick up a foul there. Pleasanton with their fourth team foul already here in the first quarter. Just 6 minutes to go. Still early in this one. 5-3. Bulldogs. Loomis inside, shut up in his block. That's Rodenbach. Pleasanton will come around with it. Gets it over to Axman. Axman throws the ball away, and Loomis will take over. Over on 1460 ESPN, Kearney High leads Lincoln Southwest 9-8. Here it's 5-3. Pleasanton on top, 5:54 to go in this one. Loomis, three-point shot on the left wing. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Colin Rodenbach. Rodenbach puts the ball up, no good on the putback. Loose ball is going to be taken away by Pleasanton. Hill gets it underneath. The shot up and good by Axman. Axman doing well so far. Got all 7 points for the Bulldogs. Full court press for the Bulldogs. Press break. And a charge down below. Block charge foul is going to go the way of Pleasanton. Trying to break that press. Loomis just got a little too aggressive. Driving baseline and gets up the charge. So Pleasanton will take it over. Up by four. 5:16 to left to go in this one. Ball will be inbounded to Kolschman. Kolschman will get it back to Miller. Miller breaks the press at the timeline. Gets double team there. Gets it over to the open man. Kolschman, big man, take the three-pointer. Shot up, no good. Rebound inside by Miller, no good as well. Loomis will pull down this rebound. That's Dow. Dow is going to try and get the offense going. Now it's on the left perimeter. Up at the top of the key now, that's Taylor. Taylor drives, finds his man underneath, and the shot up is good. Good for Evan Dow. His first 2 points of the game. 7-5 Bulldogs early in the first period. Kolschman will break the press here and dribble it right off his foot and out of bounds. Mass substitutions for Loomis coming in the game. Number 30, Jack Oatling Crandall out for the Bolt. Loomis will be Evan Dow. So a brand new, fresh batch of five for Loomis. Young has the ball now on the right wing. He'll ditch it over to the left wing. Back to the top of the perimeter. Now back over to Young on the right wing. He'll get it into the little post. Now at the high post, shot up is blocked there and off of Jack Odding Condell. Pleasanton will take over. Loomis's second turnover of the night. Again, Loomis with that full court press, trying to cause Pleasanton to get a turnover. 10 counts on. Pleasanton needs to get it across. They do. Gets it inside to Kolschman. Kolschman shot up, no good. Rebound to Eckout. Eckout gets stripped away there, but it's out of bounds off of Loomis, off of Clark. So Pleasanton remains control into the game now for Pleasanton. Axman. Axman checks back into the game. Out for Pleasanton is Anthony Hill, number 10. So Pleasanton with the ball up by two, just under 4 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney, Pleasanton, and Amherst. Shot up, three-point shot, no good for Axman. Rebound out there for Pleasanton. Now on the right wing is Auding Crandall. Gets it into the perimeter. Driving baseline now is Young. Young shot up, no good. Rebound to the Bulldogs. That's Echol. Echol gets it down on the left post. Shot up by Eckout, no good. Rebound to Loomis. Loomis now with the ball at the top of the perimeter. Arp's going to try and set up the offense. Gets it inside now. Tipped away, and Auding Cattell has it. Gets it on the right perimeter. Shot up, three-point shot is blocked. Blocked by Miller for Pleasanton. Pleasanton gets the ball back. Loomis finally takes off the full court press. So Pleasanton able to walk the ball up at the timeline, trying to run their offense, getting the play in from Coach Slough. 2:50 to go in this opening period. 7-5 Bulldogs with the lead. Entry pass knocked away there. Back out to the perimeter. Shot up by Axman. Next shot fake. Gets it over into the corner. Shot up for Echol. No good. And the ball is going to be off of Pleasanton out of bounds. So Loomis will retain position into the game for the Wolves. Morgan Patterson. Patterson, the 5'10" junior. Ball in now to Levi Arp. Arp picks up his dribble, gets it on the left wing now. Back over to the right wing, that is Clark. Clark back to Arp. Over to Clark. Clark whips it over to the corner. Three-pointer up, no good for Loomis. Rebound to Echo for Pleasanton. Pleasanton now going to run their offense. Echo with the ball. Over to Miller. Gets it over to Echo. Echo now in the corner over to Axman. Axman whips it across the corner. Shot up from the elbow, up and no good for Echo. Rebound to Young for Loomis. Three-point shot now. Long shot, no good. Rebound there for Axman for Pleasanton. Axman will take this one and get across the timeline. 1:50 to go. Opening period, 7-5. Pleasanton with the lead. Big man Kolschman's got it on the right wing. Sets up the screen for Axman. Axman, deep three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away there. Stripped by Coleman. Coleman drives hard and gets the body. Loomis fans wants a charge. It's going to be a block. So Coleman will go to the line. Foul will be on Loomis. Just their third of the first half. Colsheen to the line to shoot two. First one up and in and out, no good. Just rimmed out there for the big man. Checking into the game for Loomis. Nam Lee, 5'7" senior for the Wolves. Second shot for Colsheen, shot up and it is no good as well. Rebound out to Trampy, Auding Crandall. And he walks with it, trying to get it up to Lee. Substitution now off the turnover for Pleasanton into the game. Anthony Hill, 1:17 to go, opening quarter. Look, full court press again for Loomis now. Axman going to try and break it, gets it across the timeline, got numbers now. Drives the lane, poked away there by Loomis. Pleasanton retains possession, shot up from three-point land, no good. Long rebound out to Loomis. Morgan Patterson's got it now. Patterson picks up his dribble, tries to find the postman, Metz. Shot up and good. And a foul, so going to the line, basket's good. Foul will be on Hill, his first personal foul for the Bulldogs. Auding Crandall goes to the line to try and get the three-point play. Not going to fall there. Long, long rebound out there to Anthony Hill for the Bulldogs. He'll take it up the right side now. Gives it to Axman. Back over to Echo now. Echo gets it to Axman. Top of the key, 36 seconds. We'll see if Pleasanton tries to drain it for one last shot. 7-7 tie game here. Classic hits 98-9. Axman thought about the three there. Then he looks up at the clock, says, let's take the last shot. Gets it over to Miller. Miller back to Axman. Now over to Miller again. And back to Axman. 15 seconds left. Good pressure here by Loomis. Pleasanton's really far from their basket. Now they get it over in the corner to Echol. Echol back to Miller. Miller with 6 seconds. 4 seconds. Ball out of bounds off of Echol's foot. 3.4 seconds. So Loomis did a nice job of keeping Pleasanton far from the basket when they finally tried to do something with it. Turn the ball over, so 3.4 seconds here. Got to get up quick. Inbound to Nam Lee. Nam Lee shoots it over the corner. Shot up at the buzzer is no good. Off the front of the rim, real close there. Just out was Morgan Patterson. So after the first period of play, 7-7 tie ball game between the Pleasanton Bulldogs and the Loomis Wolves here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments, and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
All right, back here on Classic Hits 98.9. Pleasanton will inbound the ball Gets it over to Axman. Now at the top of the key is Echol. Echol gets it in low to Koshman. Koshman shot up, no good. Tries to get his own rebound. Tips out to Miller. Miller on the right wing gets it to Hill. Hill over to Axman. Axman over to Echol. Echol back to Axman. Axman, all seven of Pleasanton's points in the first period. Tries to force a pass there. Turnover by the Bulldogs. Loomis now with numbers. Three-point shot up in the corner. Shot up and good. Three-point basket there for Lutke. Lutke, his first 3 points of the game. Full court press now back on for the Wolves. Pleasanton breaks it with Axman. Axman gets across the timeline. Gets it over to Echol. Echol back to Axman. Axman sets the offense at the top of the key. Gets it over to the right wing. Now inside to Kolschman. Kolschman over for Echol. Echol, three-point basket, no good. Rebound to Loomis. Skying high for that rebound. Anthony Young. Loomis now gets it inside. That's Roddenberg. Roddenberg, excuse me, had the rebound as well. Shot up, no good. Fight for it. Loomis comes away with it. Back out to Roddenberg. Roddenberg, right baseline. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Loomis. Loomis steps on the line. Turns the ball over. A lot of contact down below. No call going. Just a physical game going on. Bounces off his foot, so Pleasanton will regain possession. Down two, first time they've been down in this ball game. Loomis with another full court press. Pleasanton breaks it. Miller's got it. Miller over to Kolschman. Kolschman drives hard, tries to go left side. Shot up, no good. Foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Loomis with their fourth team foul of the second half. Foul will be on Echol. Excuse me, that'll be on Dow. Timeout on the field. Pleasanton wants it to regroup and try and get something going here. So timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton. Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog.
All right, welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Are you in the market for a new UO's car, truck, or SUV? Let Crossroads and Kearney help. Pleasanton will inbounds this pass, gets it to Kolschman. Kolschman trying to find Miller, and it'll be a tie ball there. Possession arrow goes to Loomis. So Loomis gets a quick turnover of Pleasanton. Pleasanton having a tough time getting anything going offensively outside of Axman. Loomis now at the top of the key. That's Taylor. Taylor shot from the free throw line is good. Taylor with his 3rd points of the night extends this Loomis lead 11-7. Now full court press again. Axman breaks it on the right sideline. Dribbles into the corner. Shot up from the right baseline. Shot up and no good. Just off the back iron. Rebound there for Lutke. Lutke gets the ball now at the top of the key. Finds Roddenberg in the side. Dishes it inside to Dow. Dow, good baseline move there. Shot up and good. Nice hook shot there by the lefty. Gets his 4th points of the game. Extends this Loomis lead 13-7. So Loomis fell down 5-1 early in this one. Now up 13-7 on a big run here on Classic. It's 98-9. Echol now has it for Pleasanton. Inside to Kolschin. Kolschin. Outside. Now they get it back into Kolschin. Kolschin shot up, no good. And he just hasn't been able to get anything going inside. Rebound to Loomis. Loomis has got numbers 2-on-1. The other way, just off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound out to Axman. Axman now is going to take it 1-on-4. Decides to pick up his dribble and get it to the big man Kolschin. Kolschin fires up another shot. Gets his own rebound, another shot, and a foul on the putback. He'll go to the line again tonight. John Colshman, Colsheen, excuse me, 6'2" senior, able to, not able to get anything to fall, but he's been able to get to the line a few times a night, try and get Loomis in some foul trouble. Foul will be on Roddenberg, his first foul. Shot up, no good for Colsheen. So Loomis, or Pleasanton, excuse me, has yet to hit a free throw tonight. Down by 6, 4:57 to go in this one. Kearney High leads Lincoln Southeast 25-21 at the half over on our sister station, 25-21. Second free throw is up and good for Colsheen. So somebody besides Axman finally gets on the board. 1 point for him, 8 total for the Bulldogs. Down by 5, 4:47 to go in this one. Loomis working the ball into the low post. Shot up, and it'll be a foul on the shot. Going up for that one was Evan Dow. Dow got hit in the arm. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul was on Cale Miller. His second personal foul. Sixth team foul on Pleasanton. First shot up and good for Loomis. Loomis will be in the bonus the rest of the way now. Second free throw. Up and no good. Rebound to Axman. Axman will get it over to Colsheen. Colsheen will whip it across the side to Anthony Hill. Anthony Hill now gives it off to the wing. Now they'll whip it across over to Echol. Echol gets it back out to Axman. Axman pulls up from three-point land. Shot up, no good. Just barely missed. Rebound out to Colsheen. Colsheen goes up hard, misses again. Rebound to Loomis. Colsheen just hadn't anything fall in the low post. Loomis now. Dow gets it over to Lutke. Lutke over to Rodenbach. Back over to Lutke. Lutke whips it across to the left wing now. Trying to work the low post. Two Pleasanton defenders there. Wide open man for three-pointer at the top of the key. Rolls around and in. Just rolled on that rim. Finally fell for Josh Taylor. Josh Taylor gets another bucket. He's got 6 on the evening. Turned over now by Pleasanton off the full court press. They've got numbers. Hook shot up, no good. Back of the iron and a foul on the rebound. It'll be going for Pleasanton. 14. Looked like Lutke went over the back there. Picks up his first foul, sixth team foul. Now on Loomis, so both teams will be in the bonus on their next foul. Substitutions in for Loomis. In the game, Morgan Patterson. Patterson is going to be guarding Axman on the full court press now. Axman gets it. Breaks the press at the right side. Gets it over into the three-point corner. Shot up and no good for Pleasanton. Pleasanton just hasn't been any finding any buckets. Rebound to Akow. Akow puts it up no good either. Pleasanton gets a foul on the rebound. Auden Candrell for Loomis had gotten the rebound, tried to dribble away, and John Colsheen picks up his second foul now, so since Loomis will be in the bonus, it'll be a 1-1 for Jack Auden Crandall, the junior 5'11" forward. First shot up for him is good. His third point on the night. Extends this lead 18-8, a 10-point lead now for the Wolves. Second shot up and back in the iron, no good. Rebound there for Eckout. Eckout gets it over to Axman. Axman, 7 of his team's 8 points. Ball is whipped over on the left side now. Now they whip it on the right side to Echol. Echol inside to Colsheen. Colsheen draws a quadruple team there, dribbles it out. Now whips it out to the top of the key. Gets the ball over to Hill. Hill back over to Echol. Echol whips it over to Axman. Axman, nice fake there, drives in. Kicks it out, wide open shot for Echol for three-pointer. No good, just haven't been able to get those shots in. All the Bulldogs, they're there. The wide open looks are there. They just can't hit them. Loomis now going the other way, turns the ball over, just tried to errant pass there. Led his man too long. Mass substitutions in for Loomis. Roddenberg will be into the game. Lutke comes in. Dow comes in. Taylor comes in. And Thorell. So fresh 5 there for Loomis, running that full court press, get some fresh legs out there. Axman for Pleasanton. Breaks the timeline. 2:32 to go in this one until the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show. Axman's got the ball on the right wing. Shot fake there. Whips it out to Echol. Echol, three-pointer at the top of the key. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Loomis. Over the back will be Eckout. Eckout goes over the back on Loomis. So Loomis will go down the other side, shoot some more free throws. Eckout's first foul, team's eighth on the Bulldogs. Bulldogs were up 5-1 ever since then. 17-3 run for Loomis. Front end of the 1-on-1, no good. Rebound to Colsheen. Colsheen gets it over to Axman. Axman now drives right side, right by his man. Easy layup, no good though. Had a wide open layup, just missed it. And Loomis now, another errant pass off another leg. So Loomis had numbers 2-on-0 there. Just an errant pass off the leg. So a turnover there for the Wolves. Gives it right back to Loomis. Now under 2 minutes to go in the opening period. Axman breaks the timeline. Gets it over to Echol. Eckout. Now inside. Back to Eckout. Now on the right wing to Axman. Axman inside to Colsheen. Colsheen shot fake, shot up, and no good. But he'll draw another foul and head to the line again. Colsheen, a regular at the line tonight, only able to hit one, though, once he's gotten there. Foul will be on Roddenberg. His second. Colsheen's shot up and good. Nothing but nylon on that one. Second point of the night. Ninth for the Bulldogs. Being doubled up right now by the Wolves. 18-9, 1:43 to go in this one. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. John Colsheen at the line. Second shot up, and it is good. Substitution now in for Pleasanton. End of the game, Cale Miller. He'll come in, and out comes Blake Eckout. Lead down to 8 now. Pleasanton now brings out the full court pressure, trying to force a Loomis turnover. Loomis breaks it good. Gets it over into the corner to Auding Crandall. Crandall then turns it over to Hill. So Hill gets the turnover for the Bulldogs. Down by 8, 1:27 now. Colsheen, he'll take it and break the press. He'll whip it out to the top. That's Echol. Echol gets it to Axman. Axman over to Echol now. Inside, good look there for the Bulldogs. Colsheen was just led a little too far. Had a little too much air under that pass. Steps on the baseline, turns the ball over. Pleasanton, their eighth turnover on my count tonight. They're going to bring on full court press. 1:04 to go here in the opening half of play. Loomis drives to the hoop. Evan Dow nearly walked with it, but gets to the line, gets tripped up there. He'll go to the line and shoot two in the act of shooting. Foul was on Echol. Just his first personal foul for the Bulldogs. Ninth team foul. First shot there for Dow is up and nothing but net. Sixth points for Evan. Evan, the 6 foot senior. Second free throw. Up and also good. So doing a nice job is Evan. Half court pressure now for Loomis. Under a minute to go. Ravenna Sanitation, a halftime show coming up next. Pleasanton gets the ball inside to Colsheen. Colsheen, shot up, no good. Draws another foul, though. Eventually, that shot's going to fall for Colsheen. He just keeps putting them up there, and they're great looks. Just not able to find the bottom of the net. Goes to the line again, draws the foul on Auding Crandall, his second. Colsheen nails his first front end of the 1-on-1. That's his fourth point, all via the free throw line. Second one also good. So after missing his first 6 free throws, he's now made his last 5. Is John Colsheen. He's got 5. Axman's got 7. That's the 12 points for Pleasanton. Loomis with 20, up by 8. 42 seconds to go. Pleasanton. Full half-court pressure. Forces the over and back call. Nice call there. Pass was thrown across court. Right foot crosses the half-court line. Easy over call back there. So Pleasanton will get it back down eight. Probably settle for one more shot here. Axman gets the ball. Whips it over to Echo on the right wing. Gets it to Miller at the top. Back over to Echo. Echo finds Hill. Hill whips it across to Miller. Miller finds Axman. Axman working on the right wing there. He's got Taylor on him. Now in the corner now for Miller. Miller gets it inside to Kolsheen. 10 seconds to go in this one. Ball dribbled by Kolsheen off of Jack Otting Crandall. So Pleasanton keeps it. 7.7 to go here. Down 8, 20-12. Loomis on top. Inbound to Kolsheen. Kolsheen with 5 seconds now. Whips it over to Echo. Echo with 3 seconds. Gets it to Axman. Shot up at the buzzer. Shot up front iron. No good. Had a chance to fall. Just couldn't quite get in the hoop there for Pleasanton was Axman. So at halftime, the Loomis Wolves lead it 20-12 over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Stay tuned. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show is coming up next.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Welcome back to Pleasanton. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. Call Ravenna Sanitation today. Your trash is their treasure. Let's look at the numbers. First for Loomis, leading on the scoreboard 20-12. They were led by Evan Dow in the first half. He had 7 points, three via the free throw line, two field goals for him. Josh Taylor had a big three-pointer, kind of swung the game a little bit there as well. He finished with 6 in the first half. Graydon Lutke with 3. So was Jock Otting Crandall. He finished with 3. And then Colin Rodenbaugh finished with 2. Rodenbaugh pulled down a pair of rebounds, as did Lutke. Loomis only turned the ball over 4 times on my count and was 1 of 3 from the 3-point line. We'll take a break. We'll look at the Pleasanton numbers after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton. Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear 'em up, Bulldog.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show, live from Pleasanton High School in Pleasanton, Nebraska. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Now, Pleasanton, they started off on a nice 5-1 run. Five of those coming from Brendan Axman. He finished with seven. And ever since then, they were cooled off, only scored 5 points in that entire second period. They were up 5-1, so they finished... Loomis did on a 19-7 run to end that second half. All five of Pleasanton's second half or second quarter points came from the big man, John Kolschin, 6'2" senior. He was unable to get any field goals, but he got to the line enough times, got to the line, I believe, seven times, was able to convert on five of them. So he finished 5 of 12 from the free throw line. He did pull down a rebound as well, as did Caleb Eckout, Brandon Axman, and Blake Eckout. So your leading scorer for the Bulldogs was Axman with 7 and Kielschman with 5. No one else found the book via the point or the from scoring tonight. So at halftime, it is the Loomis Wolves on top of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, 20-12. The girls' game, Pleasanton won it 44-41. You heard that earlier here on Classic Hits 98.9. And right now it's 20-12 at halftime in the boys' game. Loomis on top of Pleasanton. We're going to take one more break here in the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. We'll be back with the second half tip coming up next.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to Pleasanton here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Are you in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV? Let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help. No games, no gimmicks, no silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, proud supporter of area teams and athletes located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or search their online inventory at crossroads-ford.com. Just about ready for the second half tip-off. I did want to mention we did run through those starters pretty quickly at the beginning. I'm not sure if we gave our proper due to our friends over at Five Points Bank, the starting lineups. Brought to you Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all the area teams, coaches, and athletes. Five Points Bank, take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. Well, the teams are getting out of their huddles, so we'll be about ready to go here. 20-8, you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Pleasanton will get the inbounds. Start the second half down 8 right now, 20-12 in this one. The ball is inbounded now to Axman. I want to thank everyone for listening on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight, flyoverpreps.com worldwide. Axman, right baseline, shot up, no good. Teams have switched ways they're going, so Axman gets his rebound now, shooting at the right basket as you look into your radio dial. Shut up, no good again for Axman. Rebound to Loomis. Loomis now with the ball. Lutke with it. Gets it over to Dow. Dow back to Lutke. On the right wing. Loomis taking their time now. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor dribbling on the right wing. 7:17 to go. Turnover now. Pleasanton, 2-on-1. Axman shot up and good. Finally gets a bucket there. Axman was held scoreless in that second period. Gets his 9th point of the game. Cuts the Loomis lead to 6. 7 minutes to go. Third quarter. Loomis now. Dow gets it over to Lutke. Lutke in the corner to Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh to Taylor. Back over to Lutke. Loomis again taking their time, just running their offense now. Dow going baseline, shot up, no good. Rebounds tipped around there a few times. Pleasanton comes down with it, Pressured there by Loomis, ball out of bounds off of the Wolves. Pleasanton now inbounds it. Axman working on the left side. Half court pressure now by Loomis, up by 6. Pleasanton, 6:30 to go here. Miller on the right wing, gets it inside to Kolsheen. Kolsheen working the post, gets it out, top of the key, Eckout. Shut up, no good from three-point land. Rebound to the Wolves. Crowd screaming Wolf because Pleasanton defender came out from behind. Shot up from three-point land, no good for Thorell. Pleasanton pulls down the rebound. And an errant pass there by Axman, good pass. Looked like his teammate was just looking to maybe drive to the hoop a little bit. Took his eye off the ball. And a timeout now on the floor for Loomis. Loomis will take their first timeout of the game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
back here in Pleasanton. Shot up for Dow for Loomis. No good. Rebound to Axman. Axman for the Bulldogs. Leading scorer so far, pulls down a second rebound. Now Kielschman, nice pass for Axman. Beautiful pass. Just hit Axman in the hands, off his hands, and he's going to turn the ball over. Pleasanton, plenty of turnovers tonight. 10th on my count. Loomis now up by 6 with the ball. 5:27 to go in this one. Ball on the left baseline. Shot out, 3-pointer for Loomis. Shot up and good. 3-point basket for Graydon Lutke. Second 3-pointer for him, the junior. 6 points on the evening. Pleasanton driving to the hoop. Shot up, no good for Miller. Miller will head to the line, though. Nice job penetrating the lane there. Was Miller. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul on number 32, Kelly Thorell. His second on the evening. First team foul for any team in the second half on Loomis. Shot up for Miller, no good at the free throw line. Substitution in for Loomis, Jack Auding Crandall. Struggled with that name in the first half, thanks to the listeners out there giving me some feedback. Hopefully I got that name right. Got a listener listening in Arizona, I believe, on flyoverpreps.com. Thanks for joining us. Second free throw up and good for Miller. His first basket of the night. Down by 8 now is Pleasanton. Loomis turns the ball over. So Pleasanton seemingly having a better second half here. That's not on the scoreboard. No change in the lead at all. Pleasanton now. Inbounds. Lutke, beautiful backdoor pass, finds Axman wide open. Tried that same pass last possession, just hit Axman in the hands. This time it worked perfect on the bounce pass. 2 points for Axman. Now Loomis. Crandall pulls up, no good. Rebound tipped in there by Loomis. Loomis gets the points right back, still up 8 now. Pleasanton coming down with it. Eckhout finds Axman in the corner. Shot fake, drives to the hoop, draws contact, and he'll head to the line. Nice head fake there by Axman. Got his man off his feet, drove to the hoop, slipped a little bit, but drew enough contact. He'll be going to the line for 2 shots. Second team foul on the Wolves. Third on Rodenbaugh. Axman shot up, nothing but net there for Brandon Axman. His 12th points of the game, the junior. Looking for his 13th at the line. And he gets it. So Brandon Axman, a bright spot for Pleasanton, and Pleasanton will take a timeout trying to keep the momentum. Up, down by 6 now here in the third quarter of play. 4 minutes to go on this one. We'll be back on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Loomis now with the ball off the inbounds pass. The ball is with Lutke at the top of the key. Gets it over to Dow. Dow working on that left wing, trying to find some man inside. 3-point shot up, no good. In and out for Lutke. Rebound to Holsheen. At the end of 3 on her sister station, Kearney High leads Lincoln Southwest 42-31 in Lincoln. Here in Pleasanton, Loomis on top 25-19. Pleasanton with a bit of a run here in the second half. Inbounds. Trying to get it inside. Nice job there by Crandall. Pressuring the ball. It's going to go off of him, though. Almost had a tie-up. Axman will inbounds this pass to Miller. Miller gets it right back to Axman. Axman dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Echol. Echol now to Miller. Miller whips it across to the right left wing. Over to Axman in the corner. Now inside to Lukey. Beautiful backdoor pass inside. Wide open. Eckout puts it in. Blake Eckout, his first 2 points of the game. Loomis's lead now down to four, 25-21. 3 minutes to go in this one. Three-pointer for Crandall. Crandall, back iron, no good. Axman pulls down the rebound. Pleasanton can cut this to a one-possession game for the first time since early in that first period. Echol now on the left wing gets it to Miller. Miller back to Echol. Echol whips it out. Back to Axman. Axman. Corner shot there for Eckout. Eckout gets it inside to Kolsheen. Kolsheen. Three-point shot for Axman. Wide open shot in the corner was good. That's not the man you want to leave open tonight. He's had a hot third period. 7 points so far for Axman in the period, 14 on the game. Loomis drives baseline, gets to the free throw line, draws the foul on Echol. Echol's second foul. Timeout now for Loomis. We'll take it with him. Back here on Classic Hits 98.9 in 1 minute.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth in Pleasanton, Loomis inbounds the ball. Lutke has it. Gets it over to the top of the key to Taylor. Taylor back over to Lutke. Looks like we got a 3-2 zone going for Pleasanton. Inside. Good pressure by Pleasanton. Almost steals the ball away. Loomis gets it, though. Inside. Back out to Lutke. Lutke shot up from three. No good. Rebound out to Eckout. Pleasanton can take the lead back. Haven't said that since the first quarter. Inside to Kolsheen. Kolsheen over to Axman. Axman wide open for three-pointer. He's been hot, and he's got it. Three-pointer for Brandon Axman. 17 points on the night for the junior. Gives Pleasanton their first lead since the first quarter. A buck 22 to go in this one. Loomis now inside a low post. Looks like it'll be a turnover, and it goes over the back. No tip there for Pleasanton. Postman Seth Beisner just tried to find a man on the wing, hit off his hand, and turned the ball over. So Loomis picking a bad time to have their worst stretch of ball tonight. Down by two now. Pleasanton with the ball. Axman takes it out. Gets it into Kilschman in the backcourt. Now gets it back to Axman. Axman at the top of the key. Finds Kilschman. Kilschman driving to the hoop. Up and under, no good. Rebound to Loomis. Hadwiger will get that. Taylor gets that one. Now on the left wing, Loomis. Back to Taylor. Inside. Shot up, no good. And looks like over the back. Gets him on the arm. 14 picks up the foul. That's Miller. That'll be his third personal. Team's second of the second half. Pleasanton up by two, 50 seconds to go in this one. Loomis, nice inbound pass, wide open, shot up and good, and the bucket will count. He'll go to the free throw line. Beautiful inbounds pass, and even better finish there by Dow. Evan Dow heads to the free throw line. He's got 9 on the game, looking for double digits here. 49.2 to go, third quarter. Shot up at the line, up and in. He's got 10 now. And Loomis with the lead again, 28-27. Axman now breaking the full court press. Finds Eck out on the wing now to Kolsheen. Kolsheen wide open inside. That play's been in there all night. Eck out with the finish. Back-to-back possessions. Eck out has found the net. He's got 4 on the evening. And Pleasanton now with a 29-28 lead. Loose ball there. Jump ball will be given, and looks like Loomis will have the possession arrow. So they'll retain possession, avoid the turnover. Substitution into the game now for Pleasanton. Morgan Zimmer into the game, 5'8", sophomore. Giving Echo a break, maybe just trying to give him 24 seconds here of breathing time, avoid a foul. He's got 3 in this one. 18 seconds to go in this one. Loomis will look for the last shot. Pressure there by Pleasanton on the right wing. Loomis gets out of it. Into the corner. Now a turnover. 7 seconds to go in this one. Axman with the ball. Picks up a screen there at half court. 2 seconds. Pump fake. Shot up at the buzzer. Front iron no good. Axman looking for a foul. Not going to get it. Sloppy play there by the junior. So 29-28 Pleasanton with a good third quarter. Retakes the lead. We'll have the fourth quarter and an exciting finish next on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Stay tuned. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up in 8 minutes of game time. Misco Sports Incorporated keeping you geared up for the games you play. 8 minutes to go in this one. Pleasanton with the ball. Up by one, 29-28. Inside to Axman. Axman shot up and good, and they'll be fouled there. Axman will head to the line. Axman with a big second half so far. Looks like Taylor will pick up his second personal foul, team's third of the second half. Axman at the free throw line, shot up and no good. Rebound to Loomis. Axman unable to convert the three-point play, so they're only up by one possession now. Loomis whips it into the corner. Lutke's got it. High post. Down to the low post, shot up. Money, baseline jumper there for Thorell. Kelly Thorell, 2 points on the evening. Cuts the Pleasanton lead to one. Axman, full court drive. Finds Miller. Miller into the corner now. Top of the key to Echol. Echol inside to Fielschman. Now back out to Axman. Axman, head fake. Driving baseline. Shut off there nicely by Taylor. Taylor, good job defensively there. Now Axman's got it at the top of the key. They're going to run the offense through Miller. Miller's got it. Over to Echol, right wing, inside to Axman, inside again to Kielschman. Three-pointer, thought about it, decided not to go with it. Over pursue there by Loomis, shot up, no good, blocked there down low. Follow shot by Miller is up and no good, but he'll head to the free throw line. Fourth team foul on Loomis. Foul will be on Dow. Second personal for him. Fourth team foul for the Wolves. Shot up and good for Miller. Second point of the evening. Bends his knees on the second one. Shot up, high archer. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound right back to him. Looked like we might have had a jump ball there. Pleasanton comes away with it. Loomis gets a quick steal. Head fake there and a hard foul, hard foul. Good, the fans want an intentional foul there, flagrant maybe. Just a good, hard, aggressive play. No intent there. Good call there. He'll head to the line, shoot two. Shot up for Evan Dow. Dow will head to the free throw line to try and tie this ball game up. First free throw up and good. Nothing but net. Cuts the lead to one, 32-31. Evan Dow, his 10th points of the evening. So plenty of scoring there for Evan. Evan shot up good. Tie ball game. Tied at 32 here in Pleasanton. Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. Axman to Miller. Miller at the top of the wing now. Gets it over to Echol. Echol on the right wing. Gets it back to Miller. Echol gets the pass back from Miller and through his hands. No good. Turnover for Pleasanton. Kind of been plaguing them tonight. Loomis will get the ball back tied at 32. Try and take the lead back from Pleasanton. 6:22 to go in this one. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney, Pleasanton, and Loomis. Worldwide, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Lutke now on the left wing. Getting pressured there by Axman. Axman tips it away. Saves it. Now Lutke gets it. Numbers now for Loomis. Wide open three-pointer in the corner for Loomis. Shot up, back iron, no good. Kielschman with the rebound. Errant pass, turns the ball over. Contact there, no call. And Pleasanton comes away with it. Axman's got it. Now another turnover for Loomis. Loomis has got numbers now. 3-on-2, and looks like a charge there. Loomis lowers his shoulder there, almost just trying to get to the rim. Easy call there as a charge. Kind of just lowered his shoulder in there. So a lot of chaos there. Pleasanton's coach wants to calm the teams down and get a timeout, regroup the forces. So we're tied at 32 now. 5:54 to go in this one. Timeout Pleasanton. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Jeff Babel, joining you from Pleasanton. Pleasanton and Loomis, both teams struggling on the year. Loomis coming in 1-15, Pleasanton 1-16, so somebody's going to come away with their second win of the game. A heck of a game we've had so far. Pleasanton dominated early, then Loomis dominated for most of the game, and Pleasanton lately has been getting a nice run together, so we're tied at 32 now. Late in the game, 5:54 to go. Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. Axman right now with 21 for the Bulldogs leads the way for them. And Evan Dow with 11 for Loomis leading the way for the Wolves. Pleasanton will take this underneath their own basket. Full court pressure by Loomis. Inbounds to Miller. Miller gets it back to Axman. Axman breaks the press behind the back dribble. Gets it at the top of the key now. Tries to find Kolsheen. Kolsheen. Top of the key to Eckout. Eckout finds Miller. Miller backdoor pass wide open. Was Axman. Axman puts it in again. Two more points for him. 23 on the night and a two-point lead for Pleasanton. Finding the backdoor passes open all night here in the second half has been the Bulldogs. Inside now. Loomis kicks it out to the three-point shot. Driving to the hoop is Dow. Dow will be fouled before the shot on the arm. Pleasanton will pick up their fifth team foul of the second half. Both teams two fouls away from the bonus. 5 minutes to go in this one. Foul was on number 20, Blake Eckout. Second personal for him. Loomis inbounds the ball. Lutke has it at the top of the key. Whips it across to the left wing. Back to Lutke at the top now. Dow with it on the left wing. Whips it over to Crandall. Crandall inside. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh shot up and good. He gets fouled as well. He'll head to the free throw line. Tie ball game now again, 34-34. Big strong move there by Colin Rodenbaugh. sixth point on the evening. He'll try to get his seventh at the line and give Loomis another lead. Substitution into the game. Echo will come out with those personal fouls. He's got four now, so in foul trouble. Shot up at the free throw line. No good for Rodenbaugh. 34-34, 4:37 to go in this one. Aggressive screen at the top of the key, no call. Shot up by Axman is good. Three-point basket for Axman gives the Bulldogs a three-point lead. 37-34, 4:22 to go in this one. Three-pointer now for Loomis. Shot up, back iron, no good. Rebound to Eckhout. Eckhout fast ahead to Axman. Axman, wild shot, no good. Rebound, Crandall. Crandall now. He'll go length of the court. Shot up, blocked there by Colsheen. Colsheen touches it last. Loomis will retain possession under their own basket. They'll be in the bonus if they do get fouled here. Inbounds pass. Lutke, right wing. Inside. Back out to Lutke. Whips it across into the high post. Shot up at the high post. Shot no good. Rolled around there. Rodenbaugh again. He'll go to the free throw line. Unable to convert last time he was there. Foul on John Colsheen. His third. Pleasanton's seventh team foul. Shot up, no good. For Colin Rodenbaugh. 6'4" sophomore. For Loomis. 3 points. One possession game here in Pleasanton. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9. Second shot up and good for Colin Rodenbaugh. He's got seven. Team's got 35, down by two. Pleasanton with the lead. Miller gets it over to Eckhout. Eckhout in the corner. Colsheen, right wing. Tough shot there by Hill, no good. Rebound by Eckhout. Eckhout fouled on the putback. He'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Sixth team foul now on the Wolves. Foul on Thorell. His fourth personal foul. First shot at the line for Eckhout. Rolls around, no good. Final score in Lincoln. Kearney High with another win. 60-46. Bearcats been on the roll. They'll be on the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow night against Norfolk. Second free throw is good for Blake Eckhout. Blake Eckhout with his fifth points of the evening. Another three-point lead for Pleasanton. 3 minutes to go. Pleasanton clinging to that lead. Loomis doesn't need to rush anything here. Had Taylor with it inside. Shot up there and good. Seth Biesner, I think, got that one in there. Cuts the Pleasanton lead to one. Miller drives, nearly walks with it. Rebound, Colsheen. Colsheen blocked there by Rodenbach underneath. Put back by Kielschman is no good, but he was fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. We've seen him there a lot tonight. Foul on 24. Evan Dow picks up his third personal. Seventh team foul, so bonus here situation for Fieldsman. He'll get the two free throws for shooting two, but bonus the rest of the way. One and ones for both teams. Colsheen makes his first free throw. Makes his second. 7 points on the night for John. John gets all seven via the free throw line. Into the game now for Pleasanton is Hill. Pleasanton clinging to that three-point lead. Timeout for Loomis. Down by three with 3 minutes to go. Good timeout here for Coach Cole Carher. We'll take it with him. 3 minutes to go. Pleasanton up by three on Classic Hits 98.9.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Boone to Boland is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Welcome back to Pleasanton here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Are you in the market for a new used car, truck, or SUV? Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Crossroads-Ford.com. Again, 3 minutes to go in this one. 3-point lead for Pleasanton, 40-37. Loomis down by three with the ball. 3 minutes to go exactly now in this one. Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. Taylor with the ball at the top of the key. Gets it over to Crandall. Crandall looking for somebody. Gets it to Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh inside. Saved there. Beautiful save. Gets it to Ludke. Rodenbaugh, three-pointer for the tie. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Pleasanton, and he's fouled there by Crandall. Crandall just didn't have anywhere to go. Tough luck foul there. Eighth team foul on Loomis. One-and-one situation on the other end for Pleasanton. Caleb Eckel will be shooting the free throws, one-and-one, so chance to make it a two-possession game here. Shut up and good. Big free throw there, makes it a two-possession game. Eckel, first points of the evening. Big point there. Second point is also good. 5-point lead, 2:30 to go. Loomis running a little bit quicker offense here. Thorell inside to Crandall. Crandall to Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh to Crandall. Crandall working on that right wing. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor inside to Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh shot up, fouled on John Kolsheen. So Kolsheen should have picked up, I believe, his fourth foul there. Yep, that'll be his fourth. Eighth team foul, but Rodenbaugh will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw, shot up and good. Big free throw there for Collin. Cuts the lead to four. 2:15 to go. Second free throw up and good. Cuts the lead to three. Another one possession game. Loomis, full court pressure. Axman inbounds the ball to Miller. Gets it back to Axman. Axman's picked up there by Taylor. Axman, high rainbow shot. Bad pass there. Good athletic play there by Crandall. Crandall knocks it out of bounds, preventing Pleasanton to getting anything going. Inbounded by Axman. To Miller. Back to Axman. To Eckel. Back to Axman now. 2:02 to go in this one. Up by three. Pleasanton not going to try and take a bad shot here. At what point does Loomis start to foul? Miller with the ball. Just sit and wait it. No 5 second counts on, so Pleasanton just taking the air out of the ball right now. Miller whips it over to Eckel. Eckel on the right wing, back to Miller. Minute 30 now. Loomis picks up the pressure. Crandall now on Eckel. Eckel, 5 count is on. Good defensive there, pressure there. Gets it to Kolsheen. Kolsheen with 4 fouls, needs to be careful. Picks up his dribble. Pressure there by Crandall. Crandall gets it to Miller. Miller to Kolsheen. Eckel now with it. Miller, minute 15 to go. Pleasanton just wasting some time. Gets it to Axman. That's the guy you want to have with the ball. He drives to the lane. Picks up his dribble. No good. Miller there with it. A minute to go now. Loomis still down three. Trying to get pressure. Reach in. Foul there on the Wolves. Dow tried to poke it away. Picked up a wrist instead. His fourth personal foul will send Cale Miller to the line. Miller, 2 free throws made in this game. Trying to make it a third and fourth. Substitution now in for the Bulldogs. Eck out in for Kolsheen. Kolsheen with 4 fouls. Doesn't want to pick up that fourth. 59.7 seconds to go, so essentially a minute to go. Front end of the one-on-one is good for Miller. Miller, third point on the night. 2-possession game now for Pleasanton. Second free throw up, and it is also good. Miller, 4 points on the evening. Pleasanton up by five. Loomis with the ball. Drives to the lane, shot up, no good. Foul there, Kelly Thorell. Nice move, going to the basket, picks up the foul. Was Miller, Miller's fourth personal, team's ninth. Thorell will shoot two at the line, down by five. Big free throws here. First one up, rolls around and good. Just rolled on that rim, finally fell down for Kelly Thorell. Thorell, 6 foot senior. 3 points on the game. Pleasanton up by four now. Loomis, shot up by Thorell is good. Cuts it to three, 1 possession game. Gonna try and force a turnover here. Inbounds it to Axman. Axman tries to break the press. He's gonna break it. Picks up his dribble on the left wing. Gets it to Colshane at the top of the key. Over to Anthony Hill. Hill loses the ball. Colshane got it. Crandall looked like he got all ball there. Picked up a wrist, it looks like. He'll be picking up his fourth personal foul. Colshane will head to the line. Colshane hit hot and cold tonight. He missed his first six free throws, then made his next five. Missed one and then made his next two, so we'll see what he does here. Shot up and good. Made three straight from the line now. 4 point lead for the Bulldogs. Ten team fouls now for Loomis, so double bonus for the Bulldogs the rest of the way. Colshane makes it. Substitution in for the shooter. Colshane will sit down with his 9 points and his four fouls. Pleasanton up by five now. Loomis inbounds the ball, rolling it, trying to save as much time as they can. Right wing, trip there, no call. Ball on the floor, and the call will be a jump ball, I believe. There it is. Possession arrow stays with Loomis. Big break there for the Wolves. Need a bucket here, a quick turnover or a foul. Colshane checking back into the game. Coming in for Zimmer. Colshane just trying to be a big body in there. 46-41. Three-pointer for Loomis. Shot up and good. Three-point bucket from the corner. Kelly Thorell, big three-pointer. Cuts the lead to two. And Pleasanton inbounds it, gets it to Axman, and a foul there on Josh Taylor. His third personal will send Brandon Axman to the line. Axman, Bulldogs' leading scorer tonight. 26 points on the night for the junior. Trying to ice the game away here. Free throw up. Hits the rim, falls in for Brandon Axman. Timeout on the floor. Pleasanton will take it. 22 seconds to go, up by three. We'll take it with them back here on Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com in 30 seconds.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to Pleasanton High School, Pleasanton, Nebraska, 47-44. The Bulldogs with the lead over Loomis right now. Loomis down by three, led for most of this game. Pleasanton took it back late in the third quarter. Brendan Axman will be at the line to try and get him a 4-point lead, a 2-possession ball game. Big free throws here for Axman. Axman, like we had just said, 26 points on the night. 27 after that first free throw. He'll try to get 28 tonight. 28 after the free throw. Colshane in there with four fouls as well. Axman's free throw is up and his front iron no good. Rebound to Loomis. So 3-point game. One possession. Loomis will go for a quick two or a three. They'll go for the three. Three-pointer shot up. No good. Rebound Colshane. Colshane gets it to Axman. Axman's wide open. Going to dribble it out. Trying to get some time away. Needs to be fouled there. Crandall will get him with 7 seconds to go. Loomis had the look. Just couldn't nail the three-pointer. I believe that was Thorell who shot that. Thorell had made the three-pointer the previous possession in the corner to extend the game. So now Axman, after missing his free throw, will try to ice this game away. 7.7 seconds to go here. A made free throw should do it here. Shot up and good for Brendan Axman. 28 points on the evening. Pleasanton will take everybody off the lane, try to avoid a foul here. Axman shot up and good. 29 for him, 49 for the team. 5-point ball game. Loomis needs a quick three here. Shot up on the right wing. First three-point land is up and no good. Rebound to Pleasanton. They'll dribble the ball out, and it is over. 49-44 Pleasanton with a come-from-behind victory to steal this one from Loomis. Good game by both teams. We'll break it down and crunch the numbers and show you the statistics when we come back. The New Tech Seed, or excuse me, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll do that next here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to Pleasanton High School. Pleasanton boys squeak out a win tonight, 49-44, a come-from-behind victory for the Bulldogs. We'll take a look at how they did it. We'll start with Brendan Axman. Who else to start with? He finished with 29 points, according to my book, led the Bulldogs, had 22 of those in the second half, big free throws down the stretch, found him open on a lot of those backdoor passes. Brendan Axman led the way with 29. John Colsheen, though, did have 9 big points, all from the free throw line. So John was able to get some of those Loomis Wolves in foul trouble, picked up all 9 of his points via the free throw line. Big job there by John Colsheen. Blake Eckhout picked up 5 as well, as did Caleb Miller. He picked up 4, excuse me. And then Caleb Echo picked up 2, 2 late free throws in that one. They did turn the ball over, looks like on my count, 14 times. So do need to clean that up. But they did come away with their second victory tonight. 49-44. We'll take a break. We'll look at the Loomis Wolves next.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land. National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
All right, back here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports keeping you geared up for years to come, and will do so for many more years with their storefront location in Ord. Misco Sports, see them, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's look at Loomis's numbers real quick. We'll have an interview with Pleasanton head coach Jeremiah Slough right after that. Loomis had the game in control for much of that second and third quarters. They were led by Evan Dow. He finished with 11, a lot of balanced scoring here. Colin Rodenbaugh finished with 9. Graydon Lutke with 7. Kelly Thorell with 7. A couple of late threes there kept him in it. Josh Taylor with 6. Seth Biesner got 2. And looked like Jack Auding Crandall with 3. And we did get a report, Jack Auding Crandall. I don't know if I've said his name right a few times or not, but he did have family listening in Arizona, California, and Iowa on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So thanks to all them for listening tonight. But they did fall up short tonight, 49-44. Pleasanton girls did get a win as well, 44-41. And we are pleased now to be joined by head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, Jeremiah Slough. Jeremiah, congratulations. Nice win.
Thank you.
We'll just talk about it. It seemed like you guys, I think you started on a 5-1 run there at the beginning, and then Loomis seemed to take it over again. And what seemed to spark that that second comeback where you guys went on a run of your own 17-8?
You know, we talked about at halftime, we were getting every single shot that we wanted. We were down 8, it was 20-12. We looked at our shot chart and we had missed 16 baskets inside the free throw line. So we just talked about at halftime, we played well, we got all the shots that we wanted. We just had to stay the course, our shooters had to stay confident. Our big man had to quit altering shots against the pressure down there. They were sending the double team at him. And we knew that if we played the exact same way and just made a couple baskets, things would start turning around.
Yeah, I said that on the broadcast. It looked like John Tolshien, he had about every look down low. He just couldn't find a net. He got 5 points via the free throw line and then 4 in the second half. So a nice job of getting those shots. They just weren't falling. And when they did fall, it seemed like Brandon Axman was the guy to hit those for you. A couple backdoor passes I saw that were wide open. He finished with 29. Talk about his night for me.
You know, it's awesome just to have him back. He battled an injury at the beginning of the season. We're just now getting to the point where he can run at full speed coming off a leg injury. So it was good to have him back and good to have him a little bit confidence. I think tonight was the first time where we kind of saw a little bit of what he can actually do in a full court situation. He handled their pressure really well, just kind of dribbled through it. And the biggest thing that he did was he controlled the basketball for us, and he got us the ball to the places we needed to get it to in certain situations.
Yeah, and it seemed like you guys did a nice job of when Loomis threw that full court pressure early on in the first half, Brendan and other guys as well, it looked like Miller as well, seemed to figure out how to get that press break going. When they did get the press break going, they had numbers and were able to finish their shots.
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime that in the first half I thought that we tried to beat the pressure, and then once we beat the pressure, we kind of took a sigh of relief and tried to set offense up. We talked about at halftime, when we beat that pressure, we got numbers. Just like you said, we got to attack the basket. We got to try to get early looks. And I thought that we made a little bit of an adjustment to get Brennan with the basketball in transition. And I thought that he made some good decisions and kind of hurt their pressure and backed them out of it there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so nice job by Pleasanton with a big comeback. Sparked off that 17-8 run led by Brandon Axman tonight, 29 points. Jeremiah Slough, thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Congratulations on the win. That was Coach Slough with the big win tonight for the Bulldogs, their second win on the season. Two more games to go before districts for them, sub-districts for Pleasanton. They'll finish with Bertrand tomorrow night, Bertrand 12-5 on the year. Then they'll go at Ansley-Litchfield for Loomis. They'll stay at one win. They'll get their 16th loss. They'll finish with Maxwell, 4-16 Maxwell next week on the 21st, next Friday. So Loomis will look to try and get one more win there in the regular season before they get to the sub-districts. And once sub-district start, you never know. Anything can happen. Both teams can get on a run here. Both teams, it looked like you could really see that with Dow for Loomis, able to get his points going. So all it takes is to be the best team on any given night. And Axman tonight for Pleasanton was that man tonight, 29 points for the junior in this one. We'll take one more break, wrap it up, and preview the Heartland Hoops Classic next here on Classic Hits 98.9.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Continuing on with the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports and Ord, keeping you geared up for years to come, and we'll do so for many more years to come. Again, Pleasanton gets a sweep tonight. Boys and girls action. Girls got the win 44-41. Boys got the win 49-44 in this one. Well, we've got a bevy of action tomorrow on our network of stations. Heartland Hoops Classic. All eight games will be on the network of stations. We'll start on ESPN Radio tomorrow. Overton at Sutton, 9 a.m. Freeman at High Plains, 10:45. Elkhorn South, Grand Island Senior High, 12:30. Wahoo Bishop Newman, Grand Island Northwest at 14. Looks like Norfolk Catholic and Donovan Trumbull will be after that. Then we'll switch airwaves from ESPN. The ESPN will take over with the NBA All-Star Game weekend coverage tomorrow on Classic Hits right here, PlyRiverPreps.com. Any game we have is on PlyRiverPreps.com. The D3 District Wrestling Tournament coverage around 2 o'clock. The finals in that one. Amherst, the heavy, heavy favorite in that one, but a lot of area teams looking to punch their teams to not only the state meet the next week, but also the state dual tournament in Kearney, Nebraska on March 1st. Then we'll conclude with the Heartland Hoops Classic Saturday. Southern Valley, Grand Island, Central Catholic right here on 98.9 at 5:45. Norfolk at Kearney High, 7:30. And then the marquee matchup, Denver East at Omaha Central. And we'll have our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally tomorrow as well around 3 o'clock for that one. We'll talk with area coaches and state qualifiers on that one. So that's a look ahead. We'll hopefully you can join us tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. on ESPN and starting around 2 p.m. here on Classic Hits 98.9. Again,